That choice reminds me of two things. One is that it seems like Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks are at least getting back together to make music. They've had a long time. You know about this situationship?
I did not.
Oh, okay. Well, they had like a very steamy affair relationship while they were in Fleetwood Mac, and then they broke up but continued in the band, which created problems. And then she got Lindsey Buckingham basically kicked out of the band, and then now it seems like they're getting back together on the music side of things, maybe on the relationship, situationship side of things.
Wow.
Other is that because the NFL season officially gets underway tomorrow and we won't have time for it after that, and because we are all back together this week for the first time, we probably ought to get to roadshow best ofs at some point, maybe even now, if everybody has a moment or two. I will remind you that on this show Thursday, it is the Red Sox front office report, and Sam Kennedy will join us at 9 on Thursday. And speaking of being on the road, a week from Friday, it's a Flex Friday show back at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. And that show was awesome last year, and cannot wait to see you again this year, a week from Friday at the Tipsy Seagull. So just think back roadshow season in its entirety. Best pregame location?
God. This was hard for me because I thought we had some really, really good ones, but mine overall was Newport.
Same.
Didn't know what to expect.
The landing was... Best pregame location. Because it's there on the water, or because of the amount of people that were... What are you basing it on?
The amount of people I was so taken aback by.
Okay. Anybody else? Shyam, you were probably at the one that I would say was the best, is the Trading Post.
Yeah, so that was going to be mine as well.
Because the food was extraordinary.
The food was great, but it was also just, it was packed to the gills.
Yeah, that one
like,
was
And then the
mine
power
too.
Went out, and people were still hanging out and chatting, and like it was just, it was an awesome time.
Yeah, that was your that best was mine also, too. Wiggy?
Yeah, and like...
Shyam only had one slice, according to Shyam, yes. At the Trading Post.
And like Shyam said, it probably even would have went hotter if the power didn't go out. And yeah. Remember, it was a torrential downpour, and it was packed to the gills.
Okay. Best pregame food.
Oh, the place. Yeah, oh. The place in Newport.
Yeah, not even.
Oh. 22 Bowens?
Yes.
That's what you said?
Yeah.
That was my second place. My first place was My Place by the Sea.
Oh, yep. Good one.
100%.
And that pregame all
the one that
over
Wiggy bailed
was
on.
Oh, okay. Unbelievable. Like the being on the water, the flyover with the plane, the food was spectacular, the wine was unbelievable, the dessert was insane. So many people showed up for that. We had a DJ. It was for a good cause. Like, yeah. It was, that one was...
Okay.
Really great.
Can we just call them both? Because that was past hors d'oeuvres that were the greatest thing I've ever had.
Yeah.
The dinner at 22 Bowen was sensational.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only thing that stunk was that Ken made me pay before he even left the table.
No, we Venmo'd immediately, Curtis.
You and I, BC's own.
Credit's us.
I don't. Has everybody paid?
Yeah, I cash apped.
Okay.
Don't you think it's weird that on Venmo he is known as... Ready to F on Splash Mountain? I mean, you've been talking a lot about the Disney adults, Curtis. It just seems like a weird thing to be known as when it comes to your
well, the F stands
Venmo,
for fun.
Your Venmo profile.
I have to just rip Kent. Not rip. I love him.
Nice beaver.
So there's this really nice Marriott that's about a quarter of a mile from the entrance of Disneyland. But there's the Disneyland Hotel that you pay like 3x just to say you're at the Disneyland Hotel. And of course, Ken and the family stayed at the Disneyland Hotel. And he's like, we could see the fireworks from our window.
Best accommodations. How about that one?
It's a toss-up for me.
I know mine. Brunswick. All day long.
You love the Brunswick.
I mean, what other place can you wake up and go to sleep just basically sitting on the balcony on the beach?
Yeah.
You could have in Gloucester, but you didn't come.
Yeah, I didn't go to that one.
Gloucester and Newport were my two tied.
So Ocean Cliff.
My room at Ocean Cliff was a 10 out of 10. Right. Like a 10 out of 10. And so I feel like there was a disadvantage there because I didn't have enough time to go to the, what was it? Is it the jungle room there?
Yes.
I like the bar there, which looks so cool. And the weather was kind of bad. Gloucester, we had a nice time at the hotel bar before going to dinner.
Yes.
So it's a tie for me. With
you got
those.
The suite too at the place in Newport, right?
It was like a regular.
There was just no air conditioning there for me. That's what kind of threw me off.
Oh.
So. Curtis?
I have to say Gloucester. That hotel, how do you say it again?
The Beauport.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable room. And I loved the location. It was a great spot, and I just missed
it. Yeah, it looked nice, though, but I wasn't there.
Best road show location?
Oh, I got mine, hands down.
Yeah, mine.
Lake Winnipesaukee.
You love Lake Winnipesaukee now.
Hands down. Best locale. I mean, what other place are you at? You're in the water on the beach bar, like everything, view, people, like hands
you
down.
You gave paddleboarding a go.
Gave paddleboard, like you can't do that anywhere else.
Got some boat drinks.
Mine's the Beachcomber. My only complaint is I wish they would just stay open a little bit longer after the show
afterwards.
To enjoy.
I have to defer to the Beachcomber as well. Curtis?
Yeah, I just, Beachcomber to me is like a religious experience. I love it there. The crowds are always amazing. The weather's always great. And it means we're in summertime.
Best road show crowd?
Oh, I already know mine.
Hampton Beach.
Yeah, Hampton Beach.
Bernie's. I think it's hands down.
Yeah.
Hands down.
It's not even
Which
close.
Is, I mean, a lot of close seconds. The Beachcomber crowd is always crazy, and they participated in the impromptu pina colada sing-along.
Lobster Trap, though. I agree, Bernie's, but Lobster Trap was an entire room behind us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lobster Trap was awesome. I probably had the most fun during that show.
Yeah.
But the in Newport crowd was awesome too.
Which one's the Lobster Trap?
The one born? With Bourne.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we had Slain on.
Oh, okay.
Which was awesome.
But tough to beat that Hampton Beach.
No.
That crowd was nuts.
They turn up the most.
They are bombed. In the pour. That was the wild, because that was the morning that it was pouring.
Yeah.
Right?
And
that-
Hampton Beach was the one where the dude threw up in his hands, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Jack.
Yeah.
Some.
They weren't there for they were there for a good time, not a long time.
Respect
at Hampton Beach. All right, and then best road show moment.
Singing at the Beachcomber.
That was your favorite?
Yeah.
See, I was gonna go there, but then I'm gonna go Jackson and Hill Note show recap guys. Jackson guy.
That was good.
The live Jackson guy, Wiggy. Great call. That was awesome.
Yeah.
And he went Winnie the Pooh style.
It's very funny.
And he was complete Jackson costume.
Yeah.
Looked like Jackson.
Had some good, we had Slain, Shine brought that up. That was in Bourne.
Yep.
We had Slain, we had Rob Ninkovich at that show, we had Jay Miller at that show.
Yep.
So good guests there. But yeah, I think that may, although I also enjoyed when you were granted the key to the city in Newport.
That was a good one too.
By the mayor. Yeah. I thought that was.
I also liked watching Wiggy try to paddleboard during Winnipesaukee's show.
Yes.
I had a fun time paddleboarding. I did like the sing-along, too. That was pretty.
The sing-along was cool.
But that was organic. It came out of nowhere, and it was relatable to the show because we were talking about whoever sang that song. Were they from the Cape? Were they from that area? I thought that was how it came about.
It mentions the Cape in the song.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes, like making love in the dunes of the Cape.
Yes, in the dunes of the Cape, which Wiggy clearly does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, the slippery pole, whatever it's called,
greasy pole
guy.
That's probably not going to happen.
Oh, wow.
That was great.
He was for a pretty good moment.
Curtis almost lost his mind. I was watching him lose it in real time.
That was a sneaky good moment, actually, because he was complete hardo.
Probably not going to happen.
Yeah. And we had the best breakfast sandwich I've ever had in my life that show.
That's important.
Yeah.
Food is always important. All right. So, any other thoughts as we wrap up roadshow season?
I'm praying to the
508 texter. Let me just answer you directly because we want to dank. Go ahead. What?
What'd they say?
Why do you have to wrap up round challenge season? Because that's what we like to do here.
A lot of people are locked in a room without a new radio.
That's what we do. And if you don't like it, you can just reach down and flip the old dial.
There are
other options. There's some great shows that are cranking the tunes out. Mm-hmm. I'd give them a listen.
Double Shot Tuesday.
Give them a little tune in.
Can I give a little bit of credit to the pregame at Lake Winnipesaukee? We all gave a ton of time to the lawyers and the debacle with getting everybody at the dive, but the Nazwa, it was hot as hell.
Yeah.
But that was jammed. There were a couple hundred people there.
That was packed. I'm just hoping next year we can have people on the dive because I think Lake Winnipesaukee could take it to them.
Talk to the lawyers about that. You're gonna need to. Maybe we should have Wiggy handle the interactions with the Odyssey lawyers.
J. Charles Wiggy.
I mean, how difficult is it? All you got to do is get a form and have people sign the form that basically says Odyssey's not liable for anything. Yeah. I mean, it's really not that difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, and the cowbell was great. Stayed late with the dump out.
What show was the cat? It's
very difficult to pick because the morning that we were at the Brunswick was a beautiful morning, and that location right on the Brunswick is what? What are you laughing about?
It was pouring when we got there.
No, but it did turn as soon as the show started.
But that morning, it was I showed up and I was worried. I've never seen Ken so nervous.
That's the way it happens at the ocean. It was gone. It was beautiful.
No, it's beautiful there. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I was heckled in real time as a meteorologist.
That crowd usually has some of the meanies.
Yeah. Best view is from the...
There's some meanies that show up to that show.
To which one?
Maine.
What? Oh, the Brunswick?
Oh, yeah. I had the boob grab 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
They had the Shime Sucks shirt.
Oh, man. That one's, he's funny though.
Yeah, no, I like that.
Oh, because it's Shime, it's funny.
That, like, ouch. I think as far as, like, location, setup, views, I would say Bernie's Hampton Beach, Brunswick, and Lake Winnipesaukee. The place at Beachcomba is nice, but we don't get to see it because we're inside the way the setup is. I'm just talking from a visuals
perspective. There's nothing better than on a sunny morning, like making that turn down to the Beachcomber.
Yeah. Right.
It's beautiful.
No, I'm not saying
like
that.
Just
but
location-wise, it's beautiful.
I would say the drunkest pregame was down the Cape that Thursday night before the Beachcomber.
Yes.
Which place was that?
It was a pub in Yarmouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you think so? You think that was the drunkest?
Oh, my God. I had two butt grabs.
We are beach sexers. It would have been.
One was Ken.
It would have been Wally's, but they messed up on the drink situation because we know how they turn up at Hampton Beach. So it would have been Wally's.
Sea Dog was the name night before Beachcomber.
Oh, no. Now I've done it. I've lost the listener. See that text?
I don't get the text anymore.
I followed your advice, and I'm listening to AC/DC on HJY because I don't care about road shows. Let's try to get that. Let's get that person back. I mean, if they're texting, maybe we can get them back.
Can we play Taps?
Yeah. Could you? Okay. You want to make it a double shot?
Love it. Back in Black.
Also. One of my favorite Australian celebrities, all of the guys in AC/DC, but Bon Scott especially. Turn it up to 11, Shine, for that texter.
She was a fast machine, she kept the motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes, telling me no lies. All right.
Hopefully we got him back. And road shows, we'll be back. Several people suggested we push the road show season out.
Into July?
So that we finish late in July and the weather is better. But I don't know if anybody wants to do that.
That's when people take vacation. Yeah. And,
I was very, very concerned about the flex time. Yes.
Well, I mean, I haven't taken vacation in July. But
Yes.
I only missed 2 days this July.
All right. Let's get to Courtney. Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
trending now, brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their first in Philly 3-2 in 10 innings. It was a catcher's interference call with bases loaded in the bottom of the 10th that led to a walk-off win for the Phillies. Walker Buehler went 7 innings, giving up a run on 6 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one in Philly tonight, 6:45 first pitch, with Richard Fitz getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh.
Greg, the clapback on the Twitch chat, I don't know if you see it.
No.
Of all the AC/DC songs, they play that one?
Isn't that the biggest? Is that the biggest hit, or is Hell's Bells?
You can argue all day what the biggest hit is. I mean, I
feel like that's the most well,
probably the most well, like it probably charted highest. Right.
According to Spotify, their most played song is "Highway to Hell."
There you go.
Well, that's what the show's on.
There is
also, by the way, Maine gets credit for the first and only dump out that occurred during roadshow season.
Good point.
Right.
Yeah.
Boobs.
Yeah. And I just can't wait for next year's roadshow season, God willing, for Connecticut, because we going to continue to fight for that.
We owe Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Hoppy.
The Celtics are reportedly interested in free agent Ben Simmons. The C's, New York, Sacramento, and the Suns are all interested in the free agent. And it's reporting day for Patriots vets. We're going to hear from Mike Vrabel this morning at 11:30. And it's going to be a Subaru summer. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Subaru summer is finally here. Hit the road in the trusted 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy with 1.9% financing for up to 72 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That is what's trending. We've got your Hill Notes coming up.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about a half an hour, and you can not only listen to them, but you can watch them on YouTube or on Twitch, and this radio station on Twitch presented by Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and if you're in the market for a diamond, go see them because you will pay less, and they will teach you everything you need to know about buying a diamond at Springer's. I heard a very interesting discussion yesterday. They were following up on the Drake May debate between Curtis and Shime yesterday on this radio show, and talking about the best situations in the NFL for quarterbacks, and suggesting that Caleb Williams is in a much better situation than the New England Patriots and Drake May. So,
Of course he is. He has Ben Johnson. They went out and acquired legitimate offensive line talent, and he has Roma Dunze and DJ Moore. And they drafted a tight end in the first round to pair with Cole Kmet.
They weren't personally attacking you.
I'm just saying.
About Drake May is not a personal attack on you.
I don't feel like it is. I'm just saying he absolutely is a better situation.
Shime clearly listened to that segment as well.
I did.
I would agree with them. Situation just because of the talent that is around them.
Your guy gets to work tomorrow, Shime, so we'll see what he's going to be.
Sure does. I'm ready to rock, baby.
I mean, as long as everything's perfect around him, he may have a good year.
Curtis, you need to stop with that. Like, when nobody said everything needs to be perfect around him, we're just asking him for it to not be the worst in football.
He doesn't have Roma Dunze.
I do like
Curtis,
DeAndre.
You sound like a boob.
I do like DeAndre Swift.
Some people like boobs.
You pick out one thing that I said out of like a litany of things that I said that he has a better situation.
Round pick the Patriots used the fourth pick on a left tackle.
Who we don't even know plays left tackle.
You just said they used a pick to help him, insinuating that the Patriots didn't.
Yeah, I said it at the very end as like a whipped cream on top type deal, not that's the big move they made in the offseason.
No, but you insinuated by saying they used their first round pick that the Patriots in their first round didn't do something to help Drake May when in fact they did.
Yeah, and it's a massive question mark. Theirs is not a massive question mark.
Really, tight ends from college to pro aren't question marks?
Colston Loveland looks like a really good football player.
Right, Will Campbell's nasty.
Well, he went ahead of my guy in front of Penn State's tight end, Tyler Warren, which I was shocked by.
I mean, call the Falcons about first round tight ends.
Well, Kyle Pitts, he stinks.
Yep.
Jones does not appear to believe that adding Josh McDaniels makes much of a difference.
But isn't Jones kind of a Drake May hater?
No, he loves Drake May like me.
Yeah, I think he would hate.
I thought he was a Josh McDaniels hater.
No, he was a massive Mac Jones hater, I thought.
Yeah, but then I thought that he was not like fully sold on Drake.
No, I think it's a Josh McDaniels thing. I think he's the more hate towards Josh McDaniels. Because if you're saying he said add in Josh McDaniels doesn't help, then I don't think he believes in what Josh McDaniels can do.
Yeah, but I thought that there was something with Jones that he was like not completely sold whether or not McDaniels was the OC that Drake May could be the guy. But I may be remembering that wrong.
But the way, if that's the way he said it, I would be like,
Well, I think a lot of people feel that way. That's the narrative online. It's that Josh McDaniels can't do anything without Tom Brady. What? And then you have the conversation, well, is he just a bad head coach? Can Josh McDaniels just not be a head coach? But he is a good offensive coordinator. He was okay with Mac Jones.
He's a massive upgrade.
Yeah, I would think so.
I expect improvement when it comes to the position and the offense.
Yeah,
with the upgrade.
You know who needs who has the most to lose this year? It's Robert Kraft. Like, you consider if this team is not what I hope it to be at 10-7, and let's say it goes 6-7 or 6-6 and whatever the hell it is, 6-11. They have 6 wins. They get 2 more wins than they had the prior 2 seasons, but they're clearly not it. Kraft needs this team to be a playoff and a trajectory changing season. And if they're not, I feel like he's got – they are the Bulls right now, nationally, that they had this great run because they fell into, you know, Michael Jordan at 3, Brady at 199, the greatest player of all time, and they won a bunch of titles. And then outside of that, they're a joke. And if Vrabel isn't right, if McDaniels can't take Drake May to the next level, it's all back at Kraft. Because he was the one who sped up the Gerard Mayo, you know, ascension to the head coach. He's the one that's still picking fights with Bill Belichick in public. Like, the Dynasty docuseries was a disaster.
See, I would disagree with you because the difference between the Bulls of that era and this team, other than the Mayo year, is going to be the next guy to follow Phil Jackson was... They were horrendous, right? So I think the Kraft kind of like making, kind of like saving a little bit was the Mike Vrabel hire, right? So I think Kraft will go, listen, I hired a guy that everybody wanted, that everybody thinks is a really good coach, that has had success in this league before. So I think Kraft kind of, you know, won't get hit with too many strays because it'll be like, well, what happened, Mike Vrabel? If the team isn't very good, isn't it going to be more on Mike Vrabel than Robert Kraft?
Yeah, but I think he has.
No, it's on Robert Kraft for hiring a guy that, again, that was wrong.
But Vrabel has a reasonable runway. Like, he's got more than
if anybody had a runway, it was Gerard Mayo. Nobody thought he was going to be a good coach in year one.
No, I agree with you, Greg.
He was worse than people thought, though. That's the problem.
He had the same wins as the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, but it was the way he went about it, Curtis.
It was the
constant...
sticking his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, saying things that didn't happen.
Or like, you know, the other guy who created a fake punt that didn't exist. While answering a question about how much the Bills had owned his ass.
I don't think if...
neutralized. Bam!
I don't think fans go, bad choice by you, Robert Kraft, to hire Mike Vrabel.
Happy Friday.
That's why I would kind of disagree, Curtis.
Where is Gerard Mayo?
Ready to burn some cash.
Is he just... He's probably living the life just spending his money, right?
But it's like, not only have we not heard from him... We haven't seen him. There hasn't been a charity event, a player party,
But why would you see him? He wasn't really big on social media.
Maybe he moved to Europe or something like that.
I don't think so. I think there's still
I mean, why? He was very close with a lot of players. You would think that if a player was having some type of event that he'd be with them. I mean, he was...
What players? They threw him under the bus as quick as they could.
Not all of them.
But you think... I look at the...
Was he at Drake May's wedding?
I don't think so. I mean,
did he tell Zoe that he donated all of his gifts?
Yeah, he's one of those coaches that is like, where have you been? You know, he is in hiding.
But he's just completely disappeared off the face of the earth.
Yeah. He's gone.
Very strange. I don't think I can remember anybody. Maybe not since Grady Little has somebody just disappeared. immediately after being fired.
I feel like we'll see the Epstein list before we see Gerard Mayo again.
I mean, we can't even get a picture of him out in public. Right. Somebody happened to be walking by.
Like a grainy photo of Bigfoot.
he's now the Canadian version of it? The Yeti? Yeah. He's the Yeti of Boston.
He probably is actually out there legitimately burning cash because he's got the payout.
Yeah, he's got some good money.
All right.
Thunder.
Let's get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Hello, darkness, my old friend. Courtney has left me once again. And just when I started sleeping, my new seatmate was screaming. And my wife was three rows up to stretch her toes. That's how it goes. These are the sounds of Santo.
That was pretty good. Very good.
A lot of people were shocked by that move yesterday.
Yeah, and then I got some people that said I would have done the same thing. So I think a lot of people fraudulent.
But you doubled down on it. I'll give you credit.
Yeah, you said you would
do it again.
I would.
So you get the upgrade and you leave the husband back in economy.
That's it. Get your ass back there.
Wow.
Okay, I got to say something. You know, I never watched a Red Sox game up until this past weekend because everybody on the show was all excited, 10 games in a row. You know, they could turn it around. I'm getting excited. I bought tickets to a game in August for my birthday. I'm excited to go. Three games this weekend I watch. Two of them they lose. They lose yesterday. You guys are all now all over the place. Maybe we're off the boat. Maybe we're not going to make it. The no good. What is it? What is it with this team? I never cared. I suddenly care. Now they're nothing, huh? Is this the Red Sox lifestyle? Is this how it goes?
Need a big splash.
Something.
Before the deadline.
And it's got to be something massive.
Yeah. Need to know what Brez is cooking.
I hope he's cooking up something.
I agree with Greg. Sinners was a terrible movie. And anyone who thinks it was good wouldn't know a good movie if it was to punch him in the face. And maybe it should.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
That's just stupid.
The acting was great. The music was incredible.
Yeah, it's like Shime's take on, what's the guy's name? Shane Gillis.
You guys.
It's like, yeah, that's fine. Genius stands alone, baby.
Yeah, that's fine.
Guys,
you and Greg stand alone on this one.
You built it up like it was Titanic or something. I mean, it's just
better
not,
than Titanic.
Titanic wasn't good, that even
it's
that
not
great.
That, it's, the plot is not even that interesting.
96% on Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. Greg.
But why were they singing the Irish songs?
Because like, the guy was an Irish immigrant.
Okay, but...
Didn't you see the one part in there where it said the boat pulled up to the Boston port with nobody on it? The Remick character?
Yeah, it just wasn't what I expected. And
did you expect?
You and Keith built it up as if it were the greatest film of all time, and it just unfortunately
it's the best film of 2025.
Oh no!
What's better than it?
Wicked.
All right. Glad you're back, Curtis. Another fun fact: same thing as Kraft cheese. Those single slices that come in the wrapper that everybody loves on a grilled cheese, not cheese at all. It's cheese product.
Ew.
Where do you stand? I won't do would Wiggy eat it. I'll do would show eat it on the new Duke's sliced mayonnaise.
What?
Which is available.
Gross. What is that?
Ugh. How can you slice mayonnaise? Isn't it like a spread?
It's for Sandoz. And so rather than spreading your mayonnaise, you just grab a slice.
Like
sure
a slice
Mitch,
of provolone cheese?
I'm sure Mitch can pull it up and show you what it looks like on Twitch
I'm
or
so confused.
YouTube. It is the new rage when it comes to making sandwiches. The sliced mayonnaise.
No.
Yeah, see, there it is.
Looks like a piece of white American cheese.
You just apply that to the sandwich.
No.
Less effort, and you don't have to wash a knife in the dishwasher.
Nope.
Let's make everything even more easy for people to get obese.
I mean, other than you, Greg, who puts mayonnaise on a sandwich?
Oh, I like mayo.
Mayo is so gross.
Oh, it's disgusting.
A lot of people do.
It's good in certain situations.
Like, it's good if you mix it with something and to make
an aioli.
Yeah, something out of it.
You can eat those babies right out of the back.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Just chop it on some mayonnaise.
That is gross.
Make me a mayonnaise, a sliced mayonnaise sandwich, please.
Greg, if you had this, you wouldn't have had to get extra mayo on that sub that you ordered at the time.
That is correct.
And now, another segment of The Morning Show.
So, I need a douche move ruling. If you're traveling with your significant other and they get an upgrade and leave you behind, is that a douche move?
Oh, my God. Santa? I am never going to let you Gwyneth Paltrow me again. Yo, that's beyond douche. That's full-on grimy heifer. Did you just call me a dirty cow? No, I said heifer with an A-H. That way it's not derogatory. It's the same thing. Well, let me ask you. If Santa was on fire, would you pee on him to put it out? Of course not, Wiggy. My urine is certified golden shower status by Delta. Oh. I wouldn't waste it on the unwashed masses in economy class.
Quite a debate.
Yep.
That was classic.
I may require a douche move ruling or maybe an ick ruling on something that Lindsay witnessed yesterday in the Seaport. Grown adult with leash walking a cat.
Oh, I've seen those in South.
Yeah, you have?
Yeah, I've seen one of those.
Total ick.
Yeah, massive ick.
Total ick, right?
That is strange.
Like, oof.
Does the cat require walking? Like, all they do is lie around and sleep all day.
And, like, stare at you with their beady eyes.
You don't have to take them out and get them exercise.
No.
Like, and you don't, I mean.
And they go to the bathroom in that little gross box.
Talking about the kitty litter box?
Like, on a leash? A cat on a leash? What are we doing?
Yeah, that is weird. But I think cats are cleaner than dogs, though.
What?
I believe so.
Absolutely not.
Listen, I believe
between
they
the fur balls and the litter box.
So dogs don't have fur.
Not all of them. Harry
they
doesn't.
Don't?
No.
What's
not
he
all
have?
Hair.
Is it shed?
No.
Yeah, it's just. I'll be right back, Barbara. Have to walk the cat.
Aruba, Jamaica. Ooh, I wanna take it to Fort Myers or Dublin, Basanto. Listen to your mama, cause when they offer that first class upgrade, I'm gonna take it. So just be a good boy and sit with the peasants, please. All I'm looking for is some hours of first class peace. Maybe a drink or two, that's where I wanna go. Please, hostess, take me away to first class, yo.
Yeah.
Yep. Appreciate the effort.
Hill man, you and I have a lot in common. We share a name. We're the same age. We have the same dad body, the same great personality. But come on, kid, be real. I don't have the same big bank account. That's why I don't have a 20-something-year-old girl on my arm.
Not 20-something, but I appreciate it. I mean, it could be that. I mean, I don't know.
Who knows?
It's true love.
We're pushing a couple years, this relationship.
It's very serious.
It didn't rise as much as Lindsay expected it to.
Okay.
Wait.
TMI.
While I was gone, I did see you post an Instagram story that you were making sourdough.
Yeah.
Yeah, you made one.
Yeah.
Courtney,
successful
why would
loaf.
You bring this up?
We successful loaf.
It was good?
Yeah. It's great.
Wow. Congrats.
It was great. And I mean, the reviews on that romantic dinner that I prepared or organized over the weekend, top shelf.
What was served? What was the meal?
We had choices. Like, I had a special menu.
Sick brag, bro.
You know what it shows us, though, right? The whipped sourdough.
What does it show you?
That somebody could never get Gwyneth Paltrow'd.
What do you mean?
Holy cow.
Because they have no cojones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay. You've never done a birthday dinner for Mrs. Wiggins.
Well, I've never done sourdough bread.
Shame much. Well,
I'm talking about the bread.
Oh,
hey,
just
Greg,
the bread.
Yeah, just the bread.
I don't know if you have the Twitch.
Pot, I'm cool with.
I don't know if you have the Twitch chat open in there.
Yeah.
But Angry Principal Dave going at you.
What's he saying?
How was DM's 21st B-Day weekend, Greg?
Oh, yeah, I get it. That's fine.
Remember the guy at his ex-wife's basement?
I know. I mean,
that's what happens when you date younger.
Yeah, they're jealous.
You're gonna get it.
Jealous. It's all driven by jealousy.
Well, you have to give credit. It was witty. What a line.
I did want to hear what you served, though.
Well, there were multiple choices. So for the appetizer, you could pick clam chowder or a mushroom flatbread or calamari or a salad.
Wow.
I chose the salad.
Of course.
And then the entrees, there was a scallop pasta thing. There was a tenderloin. There was a salmon entree, and there was one other entree. So, and then dessert, we had an array of birthday cupcakes.
Oh, I thought you were dessert.
But really,
very nice.
Yeah. No, I mean,
so now you got to go bigger next year. Then you got to go bigger next year.
Well, still one weekend left for the.
Oh.
It's a two-part birthday celebration.
Oh, okay.
So we're celebrating this weekend as well.
Well, last weekend was with the friends.
Correct.
And now it's family.
Now there's well, and then we're just doing our own little celebration this weekend.
I don't want to ruin this for Lindsay. It was going to be a surprise. You rented out a floor of the Four Seasons. I thought.
No, I did not.
That's
that.
Really thoughtful.
Do you get the birthday extravaganza when it's your birthday?
Not really.
Yes, she threw a beautiful birthday. We all came to it last year.
That's
she
true.
Did. Yeah, she did.
What are you going to do for 60 Junior?
It's really not.
60 Eve, we're calling it.
60 Eve.
I mean,
well, good news for me, it'll be at 4.
I don't know that I'll live that long, honestly. It's a couple years away.
It's next. It's this fall, actually.
Greg, you said now's the time for Cora to get fired up. Well, you were half right. Now's the time for Cora to get fired.
Just the lack of emotion. Like, and I get it. You can't go out and criticize your guys all the time. But you could use the term we and just say we blew that game last night. Mm-hmm. We blew it. We can't blow games like this. Like, I want to see him pissed off.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, Chime, thank you. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Well, Adam is on the phone from Pennsylvania, I'm guessing to rub it in when it comes to last night. Hello, Adam.
Hey there. No, I'm a longtime Red Sox fan, born in the South End. I was at the game last night, and I just think you're looking at this game like it's a loss in a football season. And baseball is a long, long season. And there was really good stuff on the field for the Red Sox last night. Bueller was amazing. And, you know, you guys are kind of the classic New England sports fans. You'd rather be right than happy. But it was a fantastic game, and it's, you know, you got to do the math. It's a long season, and there was lots of really good stuff. Not only the people in Philadelphia thinking how much they'd like to see Jaren Duran in left field.
Yeah.
How can you be happy and wrong?
No, you'd rather be right than happy. So, like, yeah, I told you they suck. Yeah, 10-game winning streak. Oh, well, they are going to lose it. And you're like, yep.
I'm
not happy.
We all went into this season looking at the moves that they made in the offseason and expecting that they were going to be a better baseball team.
And even when that failed,
we
all expected after the 10-game win streak
that they were hitting their stride.
Right.
It was finally happening. So,
same people that were blahing those that said that the team was not very good are the ones that are probably most angry today because they were overly optimistic. They thought the team had turned a corner, and it appears they may not have.
The only way they get you back is, I'm telling you, 4 out of the next 5. You have to be able to do that because then you'll get people back on board and be like, okay, maybe they did have a hiccup, you know, in the Cubs series in the first game against Philly, but they were able to win the next 2 games, and then they were able to win the series against the Dodgers, and you're like, all right, they're back in it. But if they don't give you that, the questions are going to be brought up. Is it the same old Red Sox that we've seen the past 3 years when it comes to the second half of the season?
Well, before we go, let's open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Curtis, please. Curtis, what do we got out there?
You know what? It's a beautiful day. I'm going to tell you that right now. 70 degrees, abundant sunshine in downtown Boston. Going to be 78. Beautiful afternoon to go out there, hit some balls, play some golf, or enjoy the lovely city.
Okay. All right. Get a whole house full of windows installed. Just $99 a month from Window World in Boston. Go to Window World in Boston. And that'll do it for us.
Tuesday complete.
Yes. Have a great day. We're back tomorrow at 6. Thank you for your patronage. Now the time has come for leaving.